praise the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord for who he is rebuilding. Yes, God is rebuilding us so that we can dance. Let's read Jeremiah 31, and we're going to just look over quickly verses 1 and 2. At the same time, saith the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause them to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yes, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So far the scriptures. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He encourages in the scripture that even if we were in the battle, the hard battle, the war, and we were scarred or hurt or wounded, he's going to give us grace right there in the midst of the woundedness, right there in the midst of the hard battle. He's going to give us grace. And he's going to lead us and take us on. And he's going to cause us to rest. I know that that's very encouraging for us, because sometimes when you're praying about an issue or you're dealing with something, and whether it's in your family, your homes, or your ministry, it seems like, when is this going to be over? Oh, when is it going to be over? When is this season going to be over? And am I ever going to come to the other side of this mountain? The children of Israel went around the mountain 40 years. I found that same problem, that same issue, 40 years. And sometimes when we have to continually deal with this same thing, we wonder, when will we see victory? Well, God is promising us that he's given us grace during this warfare. He's giving us grace during this season of challenge. And we're going to have rest. We're going to have rest. We're going to have peace. We're going to have fulfillment in the issue. It might be something personal. It might be you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to be more healthy, or helping your child in school this year do better than last year. Maybe last year was a horrible year. Maybe they had to repeat the grade. Maybe it's looking for a job, or selling your house. God is with you. He's with you. He's with you. And now, in this moment, he's giving you grace. And there is rest. He's gonna, and the rest is, don't think that you're not fighting hard enough, or something that you didn't do, or something you have to do. Sometimes it just has to fulfill itself. Sometimes the problem just has to come to an end. God is going to give you the rest. You keep on doing what you're doing for him and honoring him, and he's going to give you rest. He's going to make it happen. And if we have to trust God to make things happen on our behalf, if we have to trust God for the peace and the rest on the other side of the warfare, then that's a good thing, right? Because God can be trusted. He is reliable. He has never failed. He's always come through on our behalf. He is so victorious and so faithful. So that's a good thing. Now, in verse 3 of Jeremiah 31, it says, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yes, I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I join thee. God showed Jeremiah. Jeremiah saw. And this is what the Lord says. He loves us. He loves us. And the children and I were looking at this verse, and we said, well, let's look it up in Hebrew. Well, I say, let's look it up in Hebrew. Let's see what it means. You know what it means? It means love. The Lord's love for us here is so big and so broad. I know in the New Testament there's three words for love, eros and philos and agape, you know. But here, it's all of the loves. Because when we looked it up, it meant love for a child, love of mother and child, of sister and brother, love for mankind, love for your spouse. It's just God put everything we can probably conceive of about love, every feeling we can ever think of about love, every experience, situation, anything that looks like love, sounds like love. That's what God says he is for us. He loves us. He loves us. The love is so big and broad that it's hard to even really comprehend. It's hard to even describe or define. He loves us so much. And his love is everlasting. And that means it doesn't have any end, and it doesn't have any beginning. He's always loved us from the beginning before we were knitted in our mother's womb, and he will always love us. He loves us now, and he'll love us in eternity when we are with him. Love, love, love is everlasting. It's like a circle that it doesn't end. It keeps on going. His love keeps on going. And it's not anything that we have to do. This is what he has done. He said, I have loved thee. I have loved you with everlasting love. And because he's loved us, he draws us to himself. We are praying now. We're talking to him because he drew us. He began this. He draws us every day and daily. He's always drawing us to himself because of his love for us. And he draws us with a loving kindness, with gentleness. He's not drawing us to beat us up, to say we did something bad, or to make us feel guilty or whip us right. No, he loves us right. He loves us into righteousness. He loves us into godliness. He loves us and draws us with his faithfulness and his loving kindness that we want to do his word. We want to obey him and want to obey his word. So that is so comforting, and that was so encouraging. And listen, we need encouragement, and we need confidence to do what God has called us to do, and we need confidence to administer our obligations. You need confidence this day to be a good mama with everything that's going on. I mean, you read the newspapers. I know you don't want to. You look at the papers, even some things maybe in your church or even in your family with children. You know, Dr. James Dobson has a book called Parenting with a God. Parenting with courage. You have to parent with courage. Well, God, we can have confidence, and not that we're so good and all this self-help stuff, but we can have confidence that we can be an excellent mama because God loves us with everlasting love, and he also loves our children. We can be an excellent wife because God loves us with everlasting love. We can be an excellent minister because God loves us with everlasting love. And it gives us confidence to minister and power, to dance and choreograph and power because of his love for us. And when we dance and worship for the Lord in the midst of his love for us, because of his love for us, and also as a gratitude gift back to him because of his love for us, then the people will be drawn in and they will see that this is a love dance. They will see that, and they will want to dance, or they would want to find out more about this relationship that you and your Heavenly Father have. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your loving kindness. We thank you for your loving kindness. That's from everlasting to everlasting. We thank you.